Roof integrity. Prior knowledge of the roof's construction and the building's layout can help you gauge roof integrity. This knowledge, gained through pre-incident planning, can identify structural elements that may contribute to roof failure during a fire. Examples of such structural elements can include lightweight roof trusses, open floor plans under wide expanses with limited truss supports, prior structural damage to the roof. Note, some model building codes require placarding or signage on structures to indicate the presence of lightweight construction, most notably floor and roof systems. If the roof is suspected to be or known to be unstable, then the IC should not place personnel on or under it. If roof ventilation is ordered, then the ventilation team should check the roof before stepping onto it and continue to check the roof ahead of their progress as they cross it. If fire has vented through the roof or has been burning under the roof prior to fire department arrival, then roof ventilation should not be considered until after the fire has been suppressed and the roof structure can be evaluated. Indications of possible roof collapse include Figure 11.12. Melting asphalt. Smoke coming from the roof. Fire coming from the roof. Building systems such as HVAC units sagging or leaning. Spongy roof, a normally solid roof that springs back when walked upon. Spongy roofs will sag when pushed or walked on and spring back into shape. Spongy roofs generally indicate that the roof decking is failing. Note, some roofs are spongy with no fire involvement. Know the roof types in your response area. The ventilation team should be in communication with other crews at the scene to receive updates on the progress of the fire and observed conditions. If the roof begins to lose integrity during roof ventilation operations, personnel should evacuate the roof and notify command. Ventilation tools and equipment. Firefighters use a variety of tools and equipment to perform ventilation and/or gain access to ventilation locations. Others create openings where fire gases and smoke will exit the structure. Additional tools and equipment assist in moving fire gases and smoke from a structure more efficiently. Ground and roof ladders help firefighters access locations to be used for ventilation. The use of ground and roof ladders was covered in Chapter 8, Ground Ladders. Thermal imagers serve as useful tools for monitoring the impact of ventilation or identifying possible ventilation locations. Chapter 10, Structural Search and Rescue, for more on thermal imager use. The following sections address tools for creating openings, air movement equipment, inspection and maintenance of ventilation equipment, tools for creating openings. Common tools for creating ventilation openings include, but may not be limited to the following, Figure 11.13. Axes. For breaking windows and chopping holes through roof decking. Power saws, for cutting holes through roof decking or other obstacles. Chain saws, for cutting holes through roof decking or other obstacles. Pike poles, for pulling or opening ceilings. Air movement equipment. Common equipment used to move air through a structure or out ventilation openings include, but may not be limited to the following, Figure 11.14. Air movement devices include blowers, fans, and smoke ejectors that generate airflow. Hose lines and nozzles, used for hydraulic ventilation operations and resetting the fire. Flexible ducts, used to control the flow of fire gases and smoke during ventilation operations. Stacking and hanging devices, used to position air movement devices in doors and windows. Generators and electrical power cords, used to provide power for electrically powered air movement devices. Wind control device, WCD heavy curtain or similar device used to cover exterior window and door openings to limit ventilation and/or prevent wind from adversely affecting ventilation conditions. Smoke control device, heavy curtain or similar device used to block interior or exterior window and door openings to limit ventilation. Inspection and maintenance of ventilation equipment. Like other firefighting tools and equipment, ventilation tools and equipment should receive routine inspection and maintenance. Because maintenance of powered equipment varies, you must become familiar with the manufacturer's maintenance instructions and follow them. As with other equipment, inspections of ventilation equipment should be well documented. Equipment that fails inspection should be marked out of service. The AHJ should establish SOPs that outline, at least, the following items. Inspection and maintenance schedule. Common items to be inspected. Level of maintenance that firefighters provide. When non-firefighting personnel should perform maintenance. Procedures for documenting inspection and maintenance. Note, the inspection and maintenance of hand tools used during ventilation are described in Chapter 9, Structural Search and Rescue. Horizontal ventilation. Natural, mechanical, and hydraulic ventilation are all varieties of horizontal ventilation. Natural horizontal ventilation involves opening doors and windows to allow air currents and pressure differences to remove smoke and heat from the building. Mechanical ventilation involves the use of fans and ejectors to create pressure differences. Hydraulic ventilation uses water streams to ventilate compartments and create pressure differences. Natural horizontal ventilation. When conditions are appropriate, natural horizontal ventilation operations should work with atmospheric conditions, taking advantage of natural airflow. Natural ventilation requires no additional personnel or equipment to set up and maintain. Wind-assisted ventilation. When the IC gives the order, windows and doors on the downwind side of the structure, low-pressure side, should be opened first to create an exhaust point. Openings on the upwind side of the structure, high-pressure side, are then opened to permit fresh air to enter, forcing the smoke toward the exhaust openings, figure 11.15. Natural ventilation. Once the fire has been located, the IC will make decisions about how best to reach the seat of the fire and extinguish the fire. If only a single opening is made, such as opening a door, this vent will serve as the intake for air and exhaust for smoke. Opening windows or doors may allow firefighters to apply water with a straight stream from the exterior, making the fire compartment tenable for a follow-up, interior attack. Door control is another form of natural ventilation. Doors can be used strategically in open and closed positions to change the available flow path within a structure. Firefighters should control natural ventilation as much as possible at a scene. Ventilating the structure and then walking away will allow the fire more oxygen and allow it to grow. Also, the more ventilation points added, the more oxygen the fire gets. Natural ventilation only provides a small amount of time, maybe less than a minute, for firefighters to use the improved conditions. Natural ventilation after fire suppression. Once the fire is extinguished, multiple natural ventilation openings could speed the process of removing smoke, but it could result in additional property damage. Mechanical solutions can assist with clearing the smoke quickly. Mechanical horizontal ventilation. Mechanical ventilation may be necessary when the natural flow of air currents and the currents that the fire creates are insufficient to remove smoke, heat, and fire gases from the structure. Mechanical ventilation is accomplished using fans, blowers, and smoke ejectors to create negative or positive pressure. Creating negative pressure means artificially lowering the pressure inside the structure so that fresh air from outside moves in more quickly. In contrast, creating positive pressure means artificially raising the pressure inside the structure so that smoke and fuel gases move toward lower pressure openings more quickly. Do not upset the effects of horizontal ventilation. For instance, opening a door or window on the upwind side of a burning building before creating a ventilation exhaust opening on the downwind side may pressurize the building, intensify the fire, and cause the fire to spread to uninvolved areas. Take advantage of air currents created by horizontal ventilation. If an obstruction blocks the established currents in the entry opening, the positive effects of horizontal ventilation may be reduced or eliminated. Although mechanical methods can be applied to horizontal and vertical ventilation, it is most often used for horizontal. They may involve pulling the smoke and fire gases out through an opening or pushing fresh air into the structure and displacing the gases. Any equipment used to facilitate ventilation should be placed and awaiting coordination of other tactics. The equipment should be activated in a coordinated fashion with other activities. Air movement equipment is designed to augment the effects of natural ventilation, meaning that air will be introduced to the fire more quickly. All activities must be coordinated to ensure that using air movement equipment does not worsen fire conditions. Mechanical horizontal ventilation before and during fire suppression. Mechanical horizontal ventilation accelerates the exchange of fresh air into a structure filled with smoke and hot gases. If the fire is not under control, this accelerated exchange of gases can do more harm than good. Mechanical horizontal ventilation will add air to the structure more quickly than natural ventilation. If this tactic is used to create visibility and a flow path for interior operations, then all equipment must be in place. All crews must be coordinated and ready before opening intake and exhaust locations and starting the air movement devices. Some of the limitations of mechanical ventilation include the following. Depends upon a power source. Requires special equipment. Requires more resources and personnel than natural ventilation. Mechanical horizontal ventilation uses after fire suppression. Even in the absence of fire, contaminated atmospheres must be cleared quickly and thoroughly from a building or other confined space. For example, buildings filled with flammable or toxic gas must be ventilated quickly but safely. Confined spaces containing low oxygen levels can benefit from the introduction of fresh air as the contaminated products are removed. Clearing contaminated structures of smoke reduces smoke damage and improves relations with home or business owners. In these and many other situations, mechanical ventilation is the most effective technique to use. Exhaust from gas-powered fans can add carbon monoxide to a structure during overhaul. Firefighters should continue to wear SCBA and monitor the environment until there is confirmation that the atmosphere is safe, Figure 11.16. Ventilation after fire suppression should lower carbon monoxide, CO, levels. If it does not, gas-powered fans may be the reason. For more information on procedures during overhaul and loss control, see Chapter 15, Loss Control. Some of the advantages of using mechanical ventilation to clear contaminated atmospheres are: supplements and enhances natural ventilation. Ensures more control of airflow. Speeds the removal of contaminants. Reduces smoke damage. Promotes good public relations. Negative pressure ventilation. Negative pressure ventilation, NPV, is the oldest type of mechanical ventilation. Air movement equipment is used to develop artificial airflow to pull smoke from the structure or to enhance natural ventilation. The negative pressure created draws smoke and hot fuel gases out of the structure and draws fresh air into the structure. Fans can be placed in windows, doors, or roof vent openings to exhaust the smoke, heat, and gases from inside the building to the exterior, Figure 11.17. NPV requires electricity, generally supplied by a cord run from a generator to the fan. NPV also requires that the opening around the fan be sealed to prevent outside air from being drawn in around the fan. NPV is not as effective as other ventilation options for removing smoke. Safety guidelines for using smoke ejectors are as follows. Keep the intake side of the ejector free from obstructions, such as debris, curtains, or drapes. Turn off smoke ejectors when moving them. Carry smoke ejectors using the handles provided for that purpose. Ensure that people, clothing, curtains, or draperies that are near to or could be drawn into the blades before starting a smoke ejector are secured or removed. Avoid standing in the outlet area of the smoke ejector. The discharged air may contain flying debris.